Yeah, it's I guess it's just a business. Everybody get back healthy and one gone. And I guess we just got to step up now.
Demaryius, what can we expect from you? I mean, and what do you expect from yourself, given the fact that, you know, like we've talked about it, so many kind of bad luck kind of things have happened, and now you're back on the field. I mean, a lot of people haven't seen you even play in the 2 years you've been here.
Well, basically, I'm just going to try to come out and do my best and help the team, leave everything on the field, and hopefully it'll be good and positive.
Have you felt out there, I mean, since you came back to practice with the finger, any issues, or you feel...
Oh, it's great. I feel good. Just learn a little stuff, different little minor errors, but I feel good.
How about conditioning? Because you really, you know, in the summer, you were kind of practicing on your own, but not really with the team.
Yeah, I did a little conditioning when I was out, but it's a little different now. So once you get in running routes, still, I feel like I can get better, but I'll be okay.
Do you have any idea how long it takes you to kind of get up to speed now, coming off of both of these injuries?
It's just a matter of fact, it's going out there and not being timid and scared. I think I'm fine, but it just don't think about getting hurt no more. I'm just going out and play.
Are you at that point where you can block that out mentally, or does it take a game to do it, you know, live hitting, so to speak?
No, I think I'm fine. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's why it's a game of football, but I think I'm good.
What does this mean to you that Brandon's gone? What does it mean for, you know, yourself going forward, receiving court?
Probably basically just me getting more reps and get more playing time, and that's about it, how I feel.
How do you feel about it? I mean, people talk about Tebow constantly, and people forget you were drafted in front of Tebow. It's been a long couple of years for you. How do you put those in perspective now? You try to just put that all behind you? What, when you think about what it's been like, it's been a little bit of a struggle for you in the last couple of years.
Well, basically, the struggle is just being hurt. And about Tebow's situation, is quarterback, and it don't bother me. I just look over it and just go out and play.
No, I meant the fact that, you know, the pressure of being a number one pick, and kind of living up to all that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's kind of tough because I'm, you know, number one pick, and I ain't played but 10 games. And I feel like I need to come out and show a point or do some things on the field.
Do you think people have seen the real you out on the field? I mean, I don't even know how many preseason games you've even played. You haven't played many, right? And your playing time in the regular games were just kind of limited at times. But do you think people have seen the real you
yet? No, I don't think so. Not yet. It's just I was healthy some, and I was not healthy. So I feel like I'm probably the healthiest I've been since I've been in the league.
So that must be an exciting prospect for you.
Yes, sir.
Does the fact that they were willing to trade Lloyd show anything to you that they have faith in you and your ability to come back and be kind of what they had expected from you?
That's what I think. That's what I've been getting from, like, players saying they're just joking. But I feel like since they traded Lloyd, they won't need somebody to step up. And I feel like I can be that guy.
Marius, there's a notion that if you tear your Achilles, it's at least a year to come back, and sometimes people don't come all the way back. Are you in a hurry to kind of prove that notion wrong, let people know you'll be as explosive as you were heading into the draft and everything?
Yeah, I actually don't even think about my Achilles no more. It's feel like a normal leg, so just waiting to get my chance and get out on the field and show what I can do.
You think you play this week for sure?
Yeah.
You do? So the conditioning, as far as that goes, you can play whatever amount of snaps that they would need you to play at this point?
Yes, sir.
Does it help being at sea level as opposed to being up here? You'll have all week to practice.
Yeah, it'll help out a lot. Attitude sneak up on you, but it's different when you go back down to sea level.
When did you, obviously you're coming off a pretty serious surgery. When did you start feeling like you could do all the routes without thinking about it?
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So was there just out there after practice one day?
After practice.
And what did you do that gave you that comfort?
Just going out. I had a couple of talks with some players and coaches. Just going out and just, they said if something happened, it happened. Just go out and play.
And then you kind of freed you mentally to go out there, and it felt fine.
Yes, sir.